That's right. So I'm jumping the two-hour time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 5th of June. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 1288, the Battle of Warringen, the decisive battle of the War of the Limburg Succession, and one of the largest battles ever fought in Europe in the Middle Ages, was won by John I, Duke of Brabant, and his allies. Worth noting, John I wasn't even one of the original potential successors in the running when the war started due to Walleran IV, Duke of Limburg, dying with no male heirs. Walleran's nephew, Adolf VIII of Berg, sold John the claim when he was unable to assert it himself. Apparently, that was something you could just do back then, at least as long as no one was powerful enough to stop you. Thanks to the purchase and his military might, John I acquired the Duchy of Limburg. Yes, I got what I deserve. Today, set in 1644, the Qing dynasty Manchu forces, led by the Sun Shui Emperor, took Beijing during the collapse of the Ming dynasty. The Battle of New Ross took place on today's date in 1798. An attempt to spread the United Irish Rebellion into Munster was defeated. A path through the Liverpool Range in New South Wales, now known as Pandora's Pass, was discovered by Alan Cunningham on today's date in 1823. June 5th in 1832, the June Rebellion broke out in Paris in an attempt to overthrow the monarchy of Louis-Philippe. French author Victor Hugo immortalized the rebellion in his novel Les Miserables, inspiration for the stage, musical, and films. 1862, the Treaty of Saigon was signed on today's date, ceding parts of southern Vietnam to France, although not everyone was in agreement on that one. Sultan Bagesh bin Saeed on today's date in 1873, under British pressure, closed the infamous slave market of Zanzibar in modern-day Tanzania. The trial of Lizzie Borden for the murder of her father and stepmother began on today's date in New Bedford, Massachusetts in 1893. Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks. When she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41. 1916, the Arab revolt against the Ottoman Empire broke out. As part of World War II, today in 1944, more than 1,000 British bombers dropped 5,000 tons of bombs on German gun batteries on the Normandy coast in preparation for D-Day. Elvis Presley introduced his new single, Hound Dog, on the Milton Berle Show today in 1956, scandalizing the audience with his suggestive hip movements. The first government of Singapore was sworn in today in 1959. 1967, the Six-Day War began when Israel launched surprise attacks against Egyptian airfields in response to the mobilization of Egyptian forces on the Israeli border. A report today in 1981 from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that 5 people in Los Angeles, California, had a rare form of pneumonia seen only in patients with weakened immune systems, in what turned out to be the first recognized cases of AIDS. 1988, Australian sailor Kay Cotty completed the first single-handed, non-stop circumnavigation of the world by a woman on today's date, taking 189 days in her 11-meter yacht, Blackmore's First Lady. And finally, the following year in 1989, Tank Man, an unknown Chinese protester, halted the progress of a column of advancing tanks for over half an hour after the Tiananmen Square protests of 1989. One of the most iconic protest images of all time. Unfortunately, nothing is known about the young man's identity and eventual fate. And some of those birthdays for us this morning. Mexican revolutionary Pancho Villa, born 1878. Author Rick Riordan is 56 today. Mark Wahlberg, 49. Funny man Ross Noble, 44. And model Gabby Greco is 31 this morning. and some famous musos. Tom Evans of Badfinger, born 1947. We were hearing one from them, Baby Blue, a little bit earlier. Pianist Martha Agarick is 79 this morning. Brian McKnight, 51. Pete Wentz, Fallout Boy, 41. Sebastian Lefbrew of Simple Plan, 39. Aaron Stringer, The Amity Affliction, 34. Twins Fallon and Felicia King, coincidentally turning both 33. And Troy Sivan is 25. But going in on this one this morning. Going out to Freddie Stone of Sly and the Family Stone. 73 today. The band pivotal in the development of funk, soul, rock and psychedelic music in the 60s and 70s. Also the first major American music group to have a racially integrated male and female lineup. Freddie, the brother of lead band Sly Stone. Going out on a personal favourite, Sing a Simple Song. For this day in history on 2SER 107.3.
You're in trouble when you're found. It's hard for you to smile. A simple song might make it better for a little while. Let me hear you say it.
Yeah.